Professor Janie Radabaugh is a planetary scientist from Brigham Young University Geological Sciences. She usually studies Titan, Saturn's largest moon, or Io, one of Jupiter's moons, and she even spends some time with our own moon. But in 2015, the New Horizons mission flew past Pluto. She wasn't part of that mission, but was eager to get a look at the pictures New Horizons was sending back. She saw what looked like sand dunes on Pluto's surface. She took her discovery to the New Horizons folks, and she's been studying the sand dunes ever since. She's in town for the Boise State University Physics Department's First Friday Lecture and stargazing tonight on campus. Welcome, Janie.
Great to be here.
So let's start off with Pluto. Is it a planet, or how do we classify it currently?
Poor Pluto has had such a rough history. There are a lot of sensitivity issues to be concerned about because so many people have a great affection for Pluto. So, of course, you know, most of us grew up with the idea that Pluto is a planet, and then that changed in 2006 because we started to realize there are lots of other objects out there about at the same distance of Pluto or a little farther out, just like it. And so do you make them all planets? Many would say yes, let's make them all planets, just like Pluto. Or do you create a new kind of category of planet called dwarf planet? And so that's what was done. But it's actually, I think, swung back around, so it might be a planet these days.
Folks are celebrating right now.
They are.
So when you see these photos of Pluto, the furthest planet from the sun in our solar system, what did you see?
You know, I expected to see basically a cold and dead world because we had just visited Ceres, which is another dwarf planet in the asteroid belt. And I had high hopes. I thought, oh, it's really round and it should be very smooth and young. And it turned out there were still a lot of impact craters, which means it's old. A lot of time for things to have hit the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And Pluto is even farther away. It's a very cold region of the solar system. And that's what we thought. And we were completely wrong. I mean, it's just stunningly beautiful and active and young. Lots of things are going on. So that was a great surprise.
So sand dunes. I'm imagining something rocky and icy, and it's pitch black there for hundreds of years, which is how long it takes to go around the sun.
Right.
But sand dunes, that seems like sort of active. Like, is there wind blowing these sand dunes?
I mean, that's the thing, is that in order to have sand dunes, there's got to be sand and wind and somewhere for it to collect. If you had asked me, oh, will you be helpful in discovering sand dunes in the near future, I would say no way on Pluto. There's no way because, like you say, it's just too far away, too cold and too dark. And there is an atmosphere, but it's not very thick. And so there is wind, but it's just not very strong. But really, the way we approached it is just look at the surface, get a spacecraft there, look at what you see. And that's how we came about to discover these things is, okay, we see them there, so there must be wind.
Now, when you see these sand dunes, I mean, are they like sand dunes here on Earth, or are they structurally somehow different?
In many ways, they're like the ones on Earth, and that's why we were able to recognize them. They're, you know, ridges that are kind of subparallel to each other. They seem to kind of get larger in the center of the dune field, and we all recognize that from dunes that we have in the western U.S. There's a great set of dunes close to Boise, the Bruno Dunes, and it's the same thing. There are ridges, and they're, you know, kind of aligned with the wind or aligned perpendicular to the wind. And in that sense, they're very much like dunes on the Earth. But in another sense, they're not at all because we think they're made of methane ice grains. So that's our sand.
Wait. give me that one more time. The sand on Pluto that makes up these dunes that are being blown around by minuscule wind out there in the far reaches of the solar system, these dunes are made up of?
Methane ice.
The solar system never ceases to amaze, does it?
I know.
So what else did you find on Pluto? I mean, sand dunes, that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
And then?
And there is a glacier of nitrogen. And basically, so at Earth, nitrogen is our atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And at Pluto, it's 30 degrees above absolute zero. And the nitrogen is frozen solid onto the surface in a glacier.
Does it move? Does it creep?
It moves. In fact, we're sure it moves just because there are no craters on it. So it's really young. And it has textures that are just like glaciers on Earth, that are flow lines and lobes and all kinds of things. So it's moving.
And is it carving out the surface of Pluto as it goes? Like
it seems
glaciers?
Like it might be, although the mountains it's flowing between are water ice mountains. It just gets
This
weirder.
Is amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
So the thing, I mean, so all these things you've been finding on Pluto are very young, at least in planetary time. Is that weird? That's something you probably weren't expecting?
Yes, it's so the body itself we think is just as old as everything else, 4.5 billion years old. And we can find some segments of Pluto that have a lot of craters on it. and indicate, okay, yeah, there are old portions of the surface, but there's so much of the surface that's young. And it turns out that's an outgrowth of it being in that very cold location far out in the solar system. You have those exotic ices that can move around.
We're speaking with Professor Janie Radabaugh, a planetary scientist from Brigham Young University Geological Sciences. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu or on Twitter at KBSX915 or find us on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. So you got together with New Horizons and offered to help them out with the sand dunes. How did the collaboration come together? Because you weren't a part of the mission initially.
That's right. What's really good about the NASA missions is that the mission teams release their data, their images to the public, and anybody can look at them. And so a friend of mine, another planetary scientist, Matt Telfer, in the UK, and I were looking at pictures on Facebook, actually. And we were communicating and saying, hey, look at these cool pictures. These are sand dunes. And then we sent separate emails. These are sand dunes. What do we do about these? You know, and so I wrote to the New Horizons team, and I know Alan Stern, who's the team lead, and said, hey, and then a couple of my other friends are there and said, who's working on the sand dunes? And they said, nobody, because there aren't any sand dunes. And we said, well, we think we've found some. Can we work on them? And they said, you know, be our guest. Go ahead. And so we put something pretty good together. We had brought another atmospheric modeler on, and so he helped us realize, yeah, there actually can be wind on Pluto right now. And once we put that together, we made some good arguments and showed the images to the team. They all came on and agreed to be co-authors on the paper.
So you had to make a case.
Yeah.
And when you showed the NASA people this and basically proved to them that there are these sand dunes on Pluto, were their jaws on the floor?
Yeah, I think to some degree. I mean, everyone approaches these missions with a level of wonder. They've spent so much time on this, and it finally gets there, and they are thrilled with whatever they see. So they were really happy to have us kind of point out something new.
So sand dunes on Pluto are a new sort of foray into the sciences for you.
Yes.
Most of the time, you're studying Titan and Io and our own moon. So are there similarities between the surfaces of those satellites and Pluto?
Absolutely. I find that I'm drawn to just landscapes of the solar system, and I've studied sand dunes on Titan and Mars and Pluto and a little bit on Venus, but especially on Earth, and I try to go visit those sand dunes, walk around on them on Earth. The same is true for volcanoes that I find on Io, and turns out there's a volcano on Pluto, too. So, I mean, it just keeps getting better and better, so...
Okay, what is the volcano on Pluto?
Isn't that crazy?
Is there active geology there?
Yeah, we think so. Again, this one doesn't have craters on it, impact craters, but it's a big, tall mountain. It's got a depression in the center, and we just can't imagine how you make that besides in a volcano. And this would be what's called a cryovolcano or water volcano. And so the magma is water and the lava, and it's really fun.
This has been absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for coming in. We've been speaking to Professor Janie Radabaugh, a planetary scientist from Brigham Young University Geological Sciences, about her talk about Pluto happening tonight at Boise State. It starts at 7:30. After the talk, you can look at the stars through telescopes on campus. Thanks again so much for coming in.
My pleasure.